When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
One John, third chapter in the eighth verse. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Folks, he was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. I do not know at what point some of the various discussions today, something which came to my notice, a constitutional change is supposed to be completely outdated. One of those miracles in history, even the Reformation which came, was only a partial reformation. It was based largely upon Henry VIII's marriage. He wanted to divorce his wife and marry, and so he declared himself as the head of the church. A very tall order, really. He declared himself as the head of the church anyway, and got his annulment, or proclaimed his annulment, was promptly excommunicated by the Roman Church, a blessing in disguise. Now, whatever it is, he was not a man noted for godliness or saintliness. What was he to spearhead a reformation? There itself, there was an intrinsic weakness. You see? However, when the court favored this, and this was a move of the government and the court, it passed muster. What happened? Now, at long last, when people say, we are going to disrupt that position, one thing is, the government, unfortunately, is not the best guide or even judge of character to appoint the right bishops or the right administrators of the church. But now if you are going to bring up this issue into the public, everybody will say, scrap it. We have got our own religious heads. We are a multicultural land. So what is it really designed to do? It is designed to eliminate Christ from the Constitution. Now that is a very serious move, and it is going to be embraced by the bulk of this nation. And who would be most forward to do it? They would say, oh, this is another big step in the right direction. And we can soon bring all the Middle Eastern codes of dress and customs and slowly enforce it upon this nation. We too have the rights. Christ has become inconsequential. Now, these are works of the devil, you see. And so many people don't care, couldn't care less. You mean to say such sleepy Christians? I have found that many of the immigrants into America have no idea that America came out of the relocation of a church which had to leave England, locate itself in Holland, and eventually relocate in America, just to follow Jesus in freedom. You see, you couldn't imagine a people crossing the Atlantic to those barren regions. That is the Plymouth settlement. And today, a lot of fellows go there just to make money. And the whole land is collapsing. Character has vanished. Money is the going coin. And what does every coin in America bear? In God we trust. They simply don't know. All that they're making is a little pile of money. That's all they care. They don't care that martyr blood was shed here in Britain for the truth. See, and when these ancient, you may call it traditions. I am not a traditionalist. I don't care for the old heathen traditions. But such cultural traits that arose from the scripture, lying is lying. I wonder if every child knows that lying is lying. But they see mothers lying, fathers lying. And worse, they say the bedroom door is open and we see what our fathers are doing with all kinds of strangers. You see, I'm not talking about mere traditions, but there were certain things that were simply not done because they were not right. Now, the distinction between right and wrong is gone. And everybody thinks that's okay. So lies, cheating in examinations, it's become so prevalent. So the teacher can't control the class. Half the children come from single parent families, or families which have two dads. I don't know which dad is called mom, but anyway, they don't dress like a mom anyway. But total absurdity. And when these normal values that bring some order and structure into society, into family, are being washed out. What do we care? The Christian church is going on. The offertory is taken. Please give generously to the poor God who has fallen into days of poverty these days. Nonsense. God does not require your generosity or mine. Look at that. And these are the works of darkness proliferating, and these are the ways in which our churches function. And we don't seem to bother in the least. It is only that which has got sacrifice in it that brings a blessing. If a man comes to me and says, I'll give you 10 million. Oh, I have got a couple of billions and I'm going to give you 10 million. Oh, it's kind of small change for me anyway. Here you are. I say, keep your 10 million. It is the content of faith. It is the element of sacrifice. You see, folks, standards are gone and nobody is bothered. God said to Isaiah, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their sins. You know, everybody likes to gloss over, you know, that's my brother, that's my uncle, that's my somebody else. You know, folks, when one has to stand for righteousness in his own family, it is tough. But righteousness is not negotiable. We have to stick by it, stand by it. Are we going to be those that destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name? May God really help us to bind these forces of darkness that are rampaging and ravaging the nations. Let us pray. Gracious Father, how little we are doing to destroy these works of darkness. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us. Please, Lord, let our trust be in you and in your word rather than the riches and glamour around us. Oh, give to us simple hearts, dear Lord. We see the simplicity of the disciples. But today it is a race keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, this is the present challenge to many people. But oh Lord, I thank you, the poor of the world, rich in faith, we are still seeing. The poor of the world, rich in faith, are still alive and kicking. They are able to do things for you. Help us, Lord. Money shall never be our trust. Oh, my Father, let not this land be filled with the howls from the minarets and the cries to the idols and the threats and the terror that arises from these misguided, misdirected people. Please, Lord, cause us to have that one desire to lift up Jesus. Have mercy on this nation. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411-037-296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411-037-296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.